Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager John Underwood. I'm a bit lost for words, John. I'm not really sure where to start.
Yeah, definite mixed emotions, to be honest. Obviously, we want to win every game, every home game. We haven't done that, but to from where we were, 2-0 down and then 2-1 down with 10 men, to go and get a point, it shows great character from our lads. We just kept going and I think we deserved it. It came very, very late, but obviously, yeah, just really pleased that we kept going. We tried to do things the right way and kept plugging away and got what we deserved.
A massively frustrating evening, afternoon and evening, though. It seemed that, you know, Kings Langley came here with a game plan to frustrate, sit a lot of players behind the ball, and for large periods of the game, it kind of frustrated you.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that a lot now with teams, I guess particularly sides in the bottom half who come here and obviously a point is a good point for them, and no problem with teams coming here and being solid and putting men behind the ball. That's football. It happens at all levels. There's a few things that we do struggle with, and some of the kind of gamesmanship and time wasting that we've seen here from a number of sides. And it starts early in the game, and all it needs is a referee to be a bit stronger and enforce things a little bit earlier and make them hurry up. You know, we booked their goalkeeper in the 80th minute for persistent time wasting. You know, he'd been doing it all first half and not spoken to him. And all that does, it frustrates our players. Perhaps it shouldn't, but it does. You know, we want to play at a tempo and it just kills the game. It slows the game down. So, you know, we understand why teams do it. But if the referee, I think, does his job a little bit better, he's a little bit stronger, I think he can make it a better spectacle for the supporters, which is what we're all here for at the end of the day. You know, we don't want supporters leaving here talking about the referee. We want them talking about a good game of football.
Yeah, and it wasn't really in that first half a good game of football, as you say. It was really bitty. There was niggly in there. There wasn't much flow to the game.
No, we were reasonably happy with how we played. You know, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. Our game plan, as it often is get the ball wide, get the ball down, get the ball wide, and get good quality into the box. They've kind of conceded goals from crosses and set pieces. So, and we've got some very good wide players who do that. And I thought we put some good balls in the box. I think a few things didn't quite fall for us. Maybe once or twice we could have done better with the finish. But we felt at half time that if we just kept doing the right things, kept the tempo of the game, kept getting good ball in the box, that things would drop for us. Unfortunately, before they did, obviously they got themselves in front.
Yeah, and then once they kind of got themselves in front, the time wasting, the gamesmanship seemed to get even worse and more frustrating, and some of those referees' decisions weren't quite going in your favour, and you know, the tension was palpable, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's hard not to get frustrated because we're all passionate. You know, we live for our football on our Saturdays and we love playing here. And we just felt the game got spoiled a bit. But listen, I don't want to focus too much on that. What I've got to say is that our players just kept playing. We just kept playing. You know, yeah, they had a few little moans probably at the ref and whatever, and got involved in a couple of bits. But generally, we tried to play the right way. We mixed our game up. We passed it through midfield. We got it wide. We got crosses in the box. We just kept going and kept going. The second goal could have killed us off. But again, we took a bit of a gamble. We threw Warren on as an extra forward, went to three at the back, and Warren got the goal. And then obviously we lose Niz from the sending off, which was, I think, as a fair decision. Had no complaints. You know, it's ended up probably winning us a point, that challenge, because if he'd let the guy go through, it could have been 3-1 and game over. So he's kind of sacrificed himself and kept us in the game, and then Charlie's popped up with the equaliser. So I think we deserved that, I really do. I think we were pretty dominant in the game, and they've scored two great finishes, to be fair to them, but I think we certainly deserved at least a point today.
Yeah, and talking of those two great goals, they were very well taken. A little bit against the run of play for you?
Yeah, I thought we were pretty dominant when they scored the first goal. Just said to Niz in there, I think he just took a little bit of a chance with the header. He should have probably just headed it clear, and he tried to be a bit clever, and it let their lad in, and he finished it brilliantly, to be fair. Second one, I think there was a ricochet off a header, and it fell straight to the lad Hutton, who's a good player, and he just took a chance and hit it, and it flew in. And when that went in, we all just turned around and said, it's not going to be our day today. You know, when that kind of thing happens, you feel it's not going to be your day, but thankfully the players didn't share my view and kept going and got a point.
Yeah, and were you happy with the discipline, you know, towards, you know, there's a few players booked and for various different things. I know you've always been really, really hot on descent and totaling up people like Dobbo's booking and stuff can sometimes hurt you.
Yeah, I think Dobbo was done for descent. Danny followed in on the keeper, probably a little bit too strongly. So
Nath at the end as well, was it?
Nath, I think, got booked. Yeah, it's I don't think we've got a problem here with discipline. I think there were a bit of frustration creeping in. Yes, it shouldn't happen. You know, we fine our players for descent bookings, so you know, Dobbo will pay that. But you know, we're all passionate people. We've certainly not got an issue here. It was one of those days where I think everyone was frustrated. It will impact us next week. You know, we know now we'll lose Mark Nisbet, Simon Dunn, and James Dobson for the trophy game. Which will stretch us next week. So, but we'll worry about that once we get Tuesday and Wednesday out of the way.
Yeah, and in terms of the plan for moving forward, you're thinking, in the greater scheme of things, is it 1 point gained in the end here after being 2-0 down? You know, with, you know, almost at the end of the game, or is it at the start of the day you're thinking you want and you need 3 points in the promotion playoff?
We needed 3 points. You know, Leamington and Chippenham have won, which means they've pulled a bit further away from us. So we didn't want a draw here today, but I have to say in the end it is a point gain, because from where we were in the game, I think we've come back and earned that point. So, you know, I'm disappointed, but I'm certainly not disappointed in the effort of the players and the way we've played for large parts of the game. So it's football. You don't always get what you feel you deserve, and we have to just get on with it. And we just said in there that Tuesday's game now becomes really important. We've got to go and win at Stratford, and that's not easy. Tuesday night, getting up to Stratford and going and win. They're a tough team up there. So, but we have to. We've just drawn at home. We need to go and win away.
Excellent. Well, good luck in the week ahead, and I hope things are a little bit less frustrating on Tuesday night. And
me too.
I'll catch up with you soon. Cheers, John.
Cheers.